Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday. Is it Thursday? It is Thursday.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Welcome to your Thursday.
Good morning and happy Thursday.
How you feeling in there?
I know exactly what day it is because I have been literally just counting down the moments until I see Wicked tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So I know what day it is. I know what time it is. I know exactly where I'm at.
Let's just go ahead and get into it, y'all. In case you're new to this, on Thursdays, we just chant the words "one more sleep." I think we could all use it this week, too. It's like I told you Monday. It just feels very senioritis-y because it's for sure the holiday season now. Just we got Thanksgiving next week. I don't know how many days off you got. We're off all next week, by the way. So for us, it's like we got today, tomorrow, and then like we're off. So and then it's like, does anybody actually work in December? At least not that, unless you're retail. Like for us, I mean, for me, I'm just like, I don't. We just come in here and have fun for a few weeks and we're off for the holidays. So let's just chant those words one more sleep together, and then we cheer, and we'll do it in 3, 2. One
more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. Woo!
Welcome to your One More Sleep show.
Oh my gosh, thanks, girl. I got Nancy likes my Wicked nails. Yeah, y'all. I'm ready for Wicked.
Let's see those bad boys.
Okay.
Jess, let me see them.
Can you see how shiny they are?
Yeah, they're
in here?
Super shiny.
This, and for those of you who care and would like to and like need this information for your own, the move is cat's eye with the pearl stuff on top. The shiny stuff.
Chrome.
Yes, it's cat's eye. It's pink and green cat's eye nail polish. And then I added the chrome and I just asked if we could do it. And it was a game changer. So it makes it move and it makes it really, really shiny. And one hand is pink and one hand is green in honor of Wicked Week. We have family coming into town, flying in from Texas today. Garage Boys picking them up from the airport so we can have a Wicked weekend together.
Wait, I have a question about that. Are they coming literally just for Wicked or is it Thanksgiving?
It's literally for Wicked.
And they're going to leave before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they're going to leave on Sunday.
They're just coming just to see the movie they're leaving?
Yeah.
That's wild.
No, it's called a lifestyle is what it's called. Literally.
They're going to fight Thanksgiving traffic in the airports just literally to come see a movie.
Garage Boy's like,
that's crazy.
Garage Boy, we were talking about this. He goes, why is it that like literally this is only the second time that my side of the family is visiting us in Maryland and it's literally to come hang out with you.
To go see a movie too. It's like. And don't get me wrong.
I'm so excited.
I know you're excited.
No, today. Oh God, I can't wait till they get here because it's his older cousin and her daughter, and we're gonna watch like Wicked tonight.
I want to
go to Chili's and get the Wicked margaritas.
Wait, it's a thing.
Yes, it's a thing.
Can I
like
tell
there's
you?
So many things to do.
My TikTok thinks I'm obsessed with Wicked too. I will go see the movie, and I'm sure I'll be not as excited about it as you are, clearly. But it's showing me a lot of like the products that are coming out, you know, with it as well. Everywhere. Have you guys seen macaroni and cheese?
Where? No. Where is that at?
I think it's at Walmart, but it looks absolutely disgusting. It has like glitter in it.
I'm going to get it. It's like, wicked. Hang on.
But everyone's like making fun of it because it's like an absolute product that does not need to be made.
Yeah, it does.
It's like eating glitter.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yep. Do you see it?
Yep, I see it.
Yeah. Like, it just.
Perfect.
No. No. I mean, you should at least bring it in and try it, because I feel like...
Oh, it's pink. There's a pink and a green.
Yeah, literally.
There's pink and a green.
It's not, it's like not it, but
that's so I feel good. Like
we've gone too far with it.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Danielle Crankfield, a school counselor at Crofton High School in Anne Arundel County, was named the 2026 National School Counselor of the Year by the American School Counselor Association. Crankfield marks the 19th person to receive the national recognition and the very first Maryland recipient. She has served students in AACPS since 2010 and has been at Crofton High School since it opened in 2020. So congratulations to Ms. Crankfield.
Number two.
We are officially 1 week away from Turkey Day, and Amazon is offering a complete Thanksgiving meal to feed 5 people for just $25. So you will get an 8-pound butterball frozen turkey, crescent rolls, classic sides like stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, and cranberry relish. You even get your choice of pie. The deal actually runs now through Thanksgiving Day on November 27th.
And that's a pretty solid deal, man. I don't know. Again, I don't have a family, so like I don't know how much typically a Thanksgiving meal would cost. But $25 seems really solid, does it not?
Yes, it does sound solid. But also, I didn't even take into consideration this option if other people's families are in this position. So for us, my family, I have family coming in from California, and we're all going to meet in Virginia at my aunt and uncle's house. And my aunt wants to cater most of the big dishes for Thanksgiving because she doesn't want anyone fighting over the kitchen. So to avoid mess and like vibes.
That's going to be really expensive though.
But do you get what I'm saying? So well, I didn't even think about it that way where like other people, if you have like a lot of people coming in and you don't want everyone in and out of the kitchen and also maybe just to avoid like situations.
Yeah,
that's
smart.
Something to take into consideration too.
Number one.
For Friends fans who feel like they've pretty much binged about everything related to their favorite 90s show, apparently you have not. The final 8 episodes of the 2004 spinoff series Joey, starring Matt LeBlanc, which was canceled during its second season, actually never aired in U.S., but they are finally available now. The previously unseen episodes are available to watch on the Friends YouTube channel, along with the 38 others that made up the complete series. So Friends fans, you can finally watch Joey's spinoff in its entirety 21 years later.
No thanks.
What?
Like, no thanks.
This is perfect. Releasing this before Thanksgiving, this is perfect.
That's not what we need released right now.
No,
the Joey files.
This is actually, this is literally what has healed us. If anything's going to heal us, it's going to be the spinoff. Joey in its entirety.
Y'all, you were the only one.
I wasn't.
Like, nobody wanted Joey when it came out 20 years ago.
Justice for Joey.
No, but be honest.
21 years this poor man had to wait for his whole series to release. Why? You guys are rude.
It's going to be
rude.
And Matt LeBlanc watching this. It's going to have 2 views on each video.
Matt LeBlanc, reach out to me. I would love to hear your commentary on the final 8.
It's so bad, man.
This is Jess, and that's your top 3 on X106.5. Good morning.
33 years ago today, there was one holiday movie that accidentally created a toy that literally you begged your parents for, even though this toy didn't exist in real life, until it did. They literally had to go create this toy because every kid wanted it. And let's talk about it today with Throwback Thursday. This is fun because we just literally, if you love nostalgia, you just want to go back to the good old days, if you will. We just play music from back in the day, and then we'll take it to that movie. Like, this toy did not exist, even though we all wanted it. So then they made it for us. Let's start today in 2015. The number one song, the 20th of November, was Adele and Hello, which,
hello from the
Lord.
It was just so crazy because the song was so massive that
like
it was being played at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So or like clubs.
There's a club like, remixes of it. Like it didn't matter where you were.
But
what station
hello,
you were on.
But hello before 6 a.m. is so aggressive.
You'd be crying. Like it didn't matter. You'd be crying in the club. It didn't
but
matter.
I wouldn't
like,
change it. I would always let it play,
play
all
it right
the
now.
Way through.
Let's just
I, would,
keep playing
I wouldn't
it.
Stop it.
I'll cancel the segment right now. We'll just we'll cry together. I don't care. 2007 today. The number one song was Chris Brown and Kiss Kiss, which, where were you 2007, Jess?
I don't even, I was still in middle school, actually.
Wait, were you in 2000? That's crazy.
Yeah, I was still in middle school, and like everyone was learning this dance, so at the school dances, they're like,
Did you do anything other than dance in school? No, anytime we go back to talk about Jess in school.
We all danced together.
You guys were just dancing.
Because I, like the millennial, if you're 31, 32, even 30, I think it's like, all we did was dance, and you can pick us out, you can all pick all of us out at the club, because we will be dancing, and we'll be sweating. We don't care what we look like, we are always dancing.
Did you go to East High, the High School Musical high school?
Yeah, seriously. I was there. I feel like you guys just broke out into dance at any point in time.
Always.
1996 today, Blackstreet with No Diggity was number one, which, God, this was a... Steal it.
I thought to bag it up. Bag it up. I like the way you work it.
No this was, by the way, which don't ask me to do it. I like the way you work it. My go-to karaoke song, which really... It's, I haven't done this since I've been sober, but I'm sure it's terrible. Because in my drunken state, I can do it well, but probably should stop. and did stop once I became sober. We should ask what's your go-to karaoke song. I'm sure it's just not good.
Mine's Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. Charlotte saw it.
I witnessed that. Yeah.
Was it good?
It was excellent. Okay. It was passionate.
It was. It's an experience.
I have video footage.
Yes. Yeah. And I have video footage of you and your sister. You guys are so good.
I'm sure it's not as good as we think it is. Okay, so let's go back to this movie, y'all. Think about this. It was 33 years ago today that we all went to the movie theater to go watch Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. You know, this is the second time for some reason that Kevin McAllister's parents proved they were the worst and somehow left their kid home alone, which once, forgivable, twice.
He's going on tour, I think, too. And
yeah.
He just announced that.
I think he does it the last couple holidays.
Oh, good for him.
So this time he ends up on the wrong plane and God, and if you haven't watched this movie in a while, it's very pre-9/11 where you can just walk onto a plane without a ticket and everything was fine and he just ends up in New York City. So the scenes at the Plaza Hotel, by the way, they were real.
Oh, that's cool.
Macaulay Culkin, by the way, he got paid $4.5 million, which was, at the time, the highest paid kid acting gig of all time.
I mean,
because that movie, the first one, was so big.
He's also almost in every single scene. Pay the kid, please.
Yo, it was such a big movie at the time.
Yeah.
Now, here's what you didn't know. The talk boy that he used in that movie, if you could think back to the movie,
the
talk boy where he like recorded himself talking to be able to play back to the phone to emulate the sound of his father because he'd slow it down to play back into the phone.
Oh, when he's in the hotel.
Into the hotel.
It's been a minute.
You have to go back and watch it. We all wanted that toy because we were like, that is so cool to be able to record your voice. That thing didn't actually exist at the time.
Oh, wow.
They did not have that. It wasn't a thing until every kid wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, okay. And they ended up making the toy because every kid wanted it so bad.
I think it's funny how it's like, okay, so obviously there were a lot of kids that wanted that specific toy. Obviously, I saw the movie like, I saw it like way later.
Yeah.
What I wanted from that film was to be in a limo eating pizza by myself.
Well, yeah, we all want that experience.
That's like, I couldn't even tell you about that walkie-talkie thing you're talking about.
Like, I'll go get lost in New York as a kid.
Give me a limo and a cheese pizza, I'm good.
That's Throwback Thursday for today.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000
Minute. Mix
106.5. All right, let's go. Let's add to this wall of champions. That champion of $1,000 in free dashing gas. Caller number 10's up today. Hi, who's this?
It's Kyle and Melody.
Kyle and Melody. What's up, guys?
Hey, Kyle and Melody.
Hey.
How we doing?
Hey. It's my birthday today.
It's what?
My birthday.
It's Kyle's birthday today. Oh, my God. Kyle, yo, happy birthday. Yo, Kyle, you. What's up?
Happy birthday.
Kyle, what birthday is it, my guy?
I actually just turned 18 today, so I can do this fall.
You can legally.
Period. Let's go.
For the first time, Kyle is able to participate in a radio contest.
Wait,
and
that's
he
awesome.
Just got through.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
Kyle, man, the big 1-8. Bro, that's crazy. Well, welcome. That's wild you got in too, man. This is really, really good. And you said Melody is what's the relationship here?
Stepmom. Yes.
Oh, what's up, Mom? Hey, Mom. What's up?
Stepmom.
Oh, stepmom. Hi, stepmom. Hi, stepmom. Sorry. Hi, stepmom. Yeah. Let me make that real clear.
This is only the second time we've gotten through, and the first time we called and got through, but you weren't doing the contest.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now we are, and it's Kyle's 18th birthday. This is crazy. What a great opportunity. Well, Kyle, happy birthday, man. Let's give us a shot, see how
you.
We do. Be crazy to get you as a winner today. Jessica, explain the rules to Birthday Boy, and we're going to play.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kyle and Melody, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. How many sides are on a cube if you count its faces?
6.
Correct. Question number two. Tom Hanks plays the lead role in this Steven Spielberg film set during D-Day. What is it?
Pass.
Question number three. The Sooner State is the nickname of which state? Sooner State.
Pass.
Question number four. Corsair, Kingston, and Crucial are brands that make what?
Also pass.
Question number five. What organ regulates salt and water balance in the body?
Kidneys.
Correct. Question number six. What city does the NBA team the Spurs play in?
Pass.
Question number seven. If a bag of apples weighs 3 pounds and you buy 7 bags, how much do they weigh?
21 pounds.
Correct.
Question number two. Tom Hanks plays the lead role in the Spielberg film set during D-Day. What is it?
60 seconds right there, birthday boy. That's 60 seconds right there.
That was good, though.
Not bad for
her. Congratulations on your first
time as 18. First time
as
18. You.
That was awesome.
Come on, birthday boy. Get over here. Here we go.
We'll go back through these, and we'll go over the ones you passed on. So that number two, that's Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, the Sooner State is the nickname of which state? That's Oklahoma.
Right.
Number four, Corsair, Kingston, and Crucial are brands that make what? That is computer memory.
Yeah, that one was kind of tough.
And then this last one that we passed on, number six, what city does the NBA team, the Spurs, play in? That's San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs.
Happy birthday, Kyle. Do you have any fun plans for your 18th?
We're going to go to dinner with my dad later, but...
Love that.
That's it, I think.
Love that.
Where are you guys going, though? That's my favorite part of my birthdays. Where are you going to eat?
We're going to a place called Valentino's.
Yo, shout out Valentino's. Okay. Love that.
Okay. Yeah, Valentino's in Parkville.
Yo, shout out Valentino's, too.
Okay, Valentino's.
Yo, what a fun birthday. Well, enjoy. Happy birthday. Hope it's the best birthday ever, man. 18 is always a fun year, so enjoy your year. Thank you for spending it with us, and we'll see you guys tomorrow with 7 new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free Dash and gas, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys, and happy birthday, Kyle. And head to Dash and treat your taste buds to their brand-new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dash.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday gifts are so expensive as it is. What my sister's asking me to spend on the triplets, it's not rational. It's not rational. And I know I'm a cheap ass, but I just don't feel like this price tag is rational. In case you don't know, my sister has triplets. And I think I'm a great uncle, but I don't think I'm this great of an uncle. If you weren't here last week, I told you that my sister sent over the kids' holiday wish list. And this wish list was long and it was wild. And I told my sister, I said, no, like, narrow this thing down for me. I don't want to have to figure out what you want. Like, just send me 3 items and I will go get those 3 items for them. And like, make it, and this is what I left her with. I said, make it reasonable, please. Because my sister, her husband is a heart surgeon. Like, they're well off, y'all. So I'm like, make it like real people money, please. Okay. So last night she sends me back the final 3 items that she thought was going to be reasonable. So I get the list, right? And I'm like, this is not reasonable. This, in my mind, these are not 3 real-life people reasonable items.
What?
To be asking for as an uncle. To me, this is not uncle price. This is not uncle prices.
These items?
I don't think so. To me, this is not a fair price to be asking an uncle to be paying for the holidays.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
How much do you think a toy costs?
Not that price.
No, give me a number of what you think you should be spending on one toy.
$25. $25.
$25 on one toy?
My comfort zone.
You realize the state of like the economy we're in
right
now.
It's $25.
Correct? Are you serious?
Swear to God.
All right. Got you. And I just kind of see where you're at.
That's why I don't know. So we're going to turn this, into a little game.
I think you're like, I want to say delusional, but I want to be kind to the point that like, it's not like you are typically buying toys for kids or buying things for people. So I won't say delusional. I'll just say naive.
Fair enough.
There you go.
And it wouldn't be the first time I've been called delusional on the show, so it's fine. We're going to play a little game this morning. This could actually work in your benefit. Y'all, we're going to play a game called The Triplet Christmas List Price is Right. Oh, there we go. Welcome.
Dude, it costs $25 just to breathe in Target.
To walk in, the admission fee.
To smell.
There's a ticket.
To like smell the candle that's on sale. Costs $25 anywhere.
Here's how this game is going to be played, okay? We want to get 3 people on the phone right now. And by the way, you guys don't even know what these three items are yet. And this is what's going to make this game really interesting. Jess is going to describe to you these three quote-unquote reasonable gifts that my sister thinks is fair for the uncle to buy them for Christmas. And then you are going to try to guess what the price tag is. Okay? The person that guesses the price of these three gifts without going over is going to win. It's going to be fun. We're going to make light of this kind of tragic situation.
So they're guessing the price per toy or the total price
total
of all three
price.
Toys?
Total price of all three toys together. Okay? That's how this is going to be fun. So my sister thinks that for three toys, this isn't a reasonable price to ask the uncle slash godfather of her children.
Toilet paper, if you get like it in bulk, is like that costs more than $25.
I just don't think this is reasonable.
Paper towels in bulk, more than $25.
Not you going to Aruba and coming back empty handed, like, hey.
Literally.
Spend a couple $1,000s on a vacation and then come back
You're going to be all tan and stuff. And you're like, hi, guys.
Diabolical.
Let's just go ahead and say hi to our three contestants. This is Alexis and Carrie and Desiree. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun. We've never had three people on at the same time.
I know, this is good. So here's what we're going to do. Jess is going to describe to you guys the three toys that my sister has asked for the triplets, okay? And you guys are going to try to guess the dollar amount of these three toys. Now, the person that gets closest to the dollar amount of the three toys combined without going over is going to win. Now, we are going to post those pictures right now, too, at Kramer and Jess on Instagram. At Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess. So you can also go see the pictures.
Is it on our story?
On the story.
Okay,
on the story.
Thank God.
Yeah. On the story.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so Jessica Dutcher, please describe the three toys that my sister's asking me to get my niece and nephews, and then we're going to go for the dollar amounts.
Toy number one, a beginner kids kick scooter.
Okay.
Okay.
It's more or less.
Like that's very easily to describe.
Kick scooter.
Like, scooter, cute. But beginner. Very cute. It's red. I think it's actually very, very adorable.
All right.
This would be like perfect for a Christmas gift.
Kick scooter is the first one.
Toy number two. Now, this is one of those push around toys. It kind of looks like a golf cart. It seats two, and then you would push them in there. It looks awesome.
It is big. It's bigger, right?
And it has like two steering wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of fun too.
All right. And toy number three.
Toy number three. This is almost like a scooter, but you can sit down on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's three wheels, and it's like dog themed. Very cute.
Yeah. They're all three kind of little scooter things. So, all right.
So three toys. One of them, it's a two-in-one. So keep that in mind as well.
Let's go to our three contestants. We'll start with Alexis and Talison. Alexis, give us the price of what you think that full Christmas list is going to cost.
$230
is unfortunately, it's over. So we got to buzz out Alexis.
Alexis, thank you for playing.
Thank you for playing, Alexis. And we got to say goodbye to Alexis on that one. Okay. Let's go to Carrie in Greensboro. Carrie, give me the price of my sister's list for the holidays.
I'm going to say about $69.
$69 is hers. We're going to ring that in for hers at $69. Because remember, all you have to do is just not go over. Maybe closest to the price. Final contestant, Desiree from Dundalk. Give me a price.
$125.
$125. The winner of the triplet Christmas list Price is Right is going to be Desiree at $125.
Because
all you had to do was not go over.
Carrie, thank you for playing.
Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Desiree's answer is lower than what my answer would have been.
What would you say?
$150.
Oh, I was going to guess way higher initially.
What would your answer be? By the way, you played that game really smart because all you had to do was not go over. And as long as you said higher than 69, you knew you were going to win.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, my son was in the car with me. We were going to say 480. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah, 480 would have been too high. Jess, what would you say on that?
I think it like minimum 150.
Charlotte, what would you say?
I thought it was going to be like 350 total.
Can I tell you, I feel so bad for Alexis. She was so close. I had to buzz her out. The total actually, 226.
226?
226 on those three gifts. Is that reasonable to ask the uncle to pay $226?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
you
out
really
of control.
That, you don't think
you're
that's
out of pocket.
Crazy.
Tell me how much each toy costs. Because remember, too, that little cart, you can fit two of the babies in there. So obviously that's going to be more expensive.
The first scooter, $38. The
easy,
second
easy,
scooter,
lemon,
that's
squeezy.
That one's fine to me. That's fine. The second scooter, $50.
Yes.
That last little golf cart thing,
$200.
$140.
Absolutely.
Desiree, does that sound ridiculous to you for me to pay $226 for my triplet niece and nephew's Christmas presents?
Not if you want to be the fun uncle.
No, don't put fun uncle on me. Also, you know it's all I want to be.
He's also the godfather, you guys.
Oh, my God. That's, oh, yeah.
That he One complained word, about.
Aruba.
Don't put Aruba
Literally,
on this either.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Don't put any of this on me.
Literally.
All right. Man, y'all are wild today. How much money y'all got? You just got piles of money over there or something? Like, wait, like how much y'all spending? How much are you going to spend on your nieces for the holidays?
I haven't gotten their Christmas list yet, so I need to figure that out.
What do you think you'll spend on two nieces?
I mean, honestly, I don't remember what I did, how much everything was last year. I just got, like, I got Abby, like, the sickest, like, Hello Kitty, like, kind of, I don't even know what material it was, like, this kind of, like, big bag that she could use for theater, and I got the girls, like, all of, like, a bunch of, like, school stuff in that favorite character that they gave me that's kind of leaving my mind right now. I don't know. To be honest with you, it brings me joy, and I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I don't complain about it, is what I can tell you.
It doesn't bring me joy. There's no joy in me spending $226 on my, they'll be barely 2 years old. They don't even know what they're getting for the holidays. My sister sent me, by the way, this is mixed, Kramer and Jess.
What is wrong with you?
It doesn't bring me joy. There's no joy in my heart for this at all. None.
So seeing them have fun with it does not bring you joy.
Because they don't care.
So you're not interested in other people's joy, just your own?
If they came to me and said, Uncle Steesty, I genuinely, as a human, want this. The child itself, want this. That would bring me joy. This is my sister asking for free stuff, and I don't like that.
What?
You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I just think it's kind of weird to be asking for this expensive of a gift for the holidays, if I'm being completely honest with you. That's all I'm saying.
He thinks that toys shouldn't cost more than $25.
25 bucks each. Like, to me, my comfort zone is $25.
This is coming from the same man that bullied his mom into giving him money for pillows.
So far, 72% of people say that is completely reasonable.
Almost 50-50 is what I'm hearing.
No, wait, because what? There were three options. Yes, that it's reasonable. No, that it wasn't, and I'm torn.
Okay, and a lot of people are probably torn right now, is what I'm hearing.
Two people.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, it's Marquita, right? Marquita?
Marquita.
Marquita, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it you go ahead.
Bad morning. I'm having a bad morning.
Kramer spends $140 on Legos, and they do absolutely nothing.
That brings me joy.
There.
Yeah.
He'll spend $140 on Legos that do nothing, but he won't spend $50 on a toy that his nieces and nephews actually can use to help their development and growth.
Literally. How much did that useless Titanic boat behind you, that Lego Titanic boat that's sitting behind you, how much did that cost you?
$800.
Awesome. And that sits there collecting dust.
Every day that brings me joy when I walk in.
Does it really?
It brings me joy. It sparks joy.
It does nothing for you you're done. No. It's just there.
Not only does it bring me joy.
I haven't seen you look at it in months.
Jessica, not only does it bring me joy,
you haven't looked at it, you haven't touched it. It's literally collecting dust.
There's literally multiple fallen pieces at the front of it. No, that's not in your point.
It does. I make so many good points right now. It's ridiculous.
$800.
Yeah, $800.
On that Titanic Lego
boat. I have joy every day when I walk in the studio. So awesome. I'm sorry that I have joy in my life and you guys don't. Anyway, Marquita, thank you for calling us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh my God. Are you so excited to hear this story? Because I know I am. Jess says it's the only fight she's ever gotten in.
I'd say like legit, you know? Because I feel like when like disagreements are
like...
Like
you mean blow up?
I mean, I would say...
Explosion?
I don't know. It's not like no one was like screaming. I would just say like... Because we don't scream. It's not like some crazy like, you know... I don't know. There was no showdown. I consider this like a fight because it was in public, and it played out in front of someone that was just standing there, and it was in a parking lot, and it was just so...
Is it your most embarrassing fight?
I'd say yeah.
Okay,
maybe
there we
that,
go.
That's what we'll say.
Your most embarrassing fight, yeah. Which we should also bring that topic back around later on. What's your most embarrassing fight?
Yeah.
And it has to do with a Christmas tree. And how did we get here yesterday? We were talking about real versus fake trees. And
that's a touchy topic in our household because I have a fake tree up. And before I did that, Garage Boy sat me down and was like, are you 100% sure you want to have a fake tree up? And I was like, yeah, like, why are you tripping? And he goes, no. Remember Home Depot 2020? You want it up or not? And I was like, yeah, let's put it up. And he was like, all right, that's your decision.
It's a little PTSD from the situation.
And I was like, oh, sorry, forgot about it.
So Jess kind of like filled us in yesterday. And I said, wait, I want to hear this from the source. Like, I got to hear this from my guy himself. So we called Garage Boy yesterday. He didn't answer. So I left him a message. I said, hey, will you just record the story? Because I think Jess might give us her version of the story, which, you know, when you tell your version of the story, it's always going to like lean in your favor.
I've taken accountability though.
You like, did, this but, was, but still,
this
like,
was
listen,
on me.
Even when I tell version of the story of myself, like I'm going to make myself sound better. Of course we all do. So I'm like, let's get Garage Boy's version of the story.
The Christmas meltdown?
The Christmas tree meltdown of 2020.
Yeah.
Jess's most embarrassing fight. Mm-hmm. And let's just hear how this thing went. Ladies and gentlemen, Garage Boy's take on their biggest, most embarrassing fight they've ever been in. Listen to this.
Well, we're going to Home Depot and I'm thinking, oh, we're going to get like a little tree to put on the counter or something.
And why is that?
Because we are going home for Christmas and we didn't want to spend that much money.
Did I suggest that idea or is it something that we came to together or was it something that you suggested and I agreed to? Do you remember that part of it?
I suggested it because we were going home for Christmas.
Okay. And then apparently I agreed to that suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember that, but I believe you. And then what happened when you went to go get the small Christmas tree?
I remember we were looking at the ones in the front, and you were just giving me attitude, and you were doing it in front of the Home Depot employee.
What did I do?
You were just like, why can't we just get a regular tree? And I was like, well, this is what you agreed to this. And then you just started getting mad, but you were just mad. And I was like, really? At Home Depot right now? Do you remember that?
Wait, yes.
Yeah, you were freaking out in front of Home Depot.
Was that like the first meltdown you witnessed of mine?
Yeah, it was. It's a Christmas meltdown.
It's not going my way.
I do remember that poor guy who was just on a smoke break, like looking at us. Like
there's Charlie Brown cheese in the back.
Yeah, he was trying to help you out or help me out. I don't know.
Do you think you're a legend at that Home Depot? Which one was it?
I don't know.
Towson?
No, not that one. I don't know where it was. It's a little bit away, a ways from us. And it was at night. The poor guy was like, it was like he was leaning up against the wall at Home Depot and there was like one light over him. So it was like me, Garage Boy, and then him. Cinematic. And he was trying to like mind his business, but this is clearly happening like right in front of him. And
I'd
then
love
he,
to find that
and
guy.
He's like, there's Charlie Brown ones, you know, like,
to the back.
You know, those are cheaper. And just we did get a Charlie Brown tree that year.
Lord. Yeah, that's, ladies and gentlemen, Jess Dutra's most embarrassing fight with a Christmas tree. Let's find out how much you guys love your families, especially around the holiday season. I mean, this test is going to say a lot about how much you truly do care about family time around the holiday season. They asked the question, like, how far would you drive to go pick up a loved one to be at your holiday, your Thanksgiving celebration, right? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm not a driver. Like, you guys know this. Like, I even have, like, about a 20-minute dating radius. So, like, I think my number is going to be, like, a lot lower than your answer. And I'll give you the average, too. Actually, let's do this. Will you text us? I want to see, like, everyone's answer to this question. Like, how far or, like, I guess, like, yeah, we'll do miles. How many miles?
Can we do time? Because I don't know how to do that.
I only have it in miles.
Well, let's change it because I can't tell you. I can't. Like, well, I don't know how to gauge that.
Let's say 60 miles is an hour.
Okay.
Is it?
Okay, fine.
Approximately.
Fine.
Usually a minute is a mile.
We'll do it. It depends on how fast you're driving, I guess.
Right.
That's right. We can do it. We can translate it. We'll do time. How long would you drive to go pick up a loved one?
There you go.
To come back to your Thanksgiving celebration this year, okay? Mm-hmm. So to go pick up your mom, your dad, a family member, a loved one.
And are we talking one direction or round trip?
Round trip. Round trip. Go pick them up, bring them back to your house, and maybe go take them home. I think it's only one way. So
yeah.
This is to go pick them up and to bring them back to your house,
yes.
Okay? How far would you drive to do that? Will you text us your answer, 410-583-1065. I think my max that I would go, so let's say my mom was like, hey, I want to come to your house for Thanksgiving. Come get me. 1 hour max. 30 minutes there, 30 minutes back. Other than that, I'd say we're probably not going to do it. And if I'm being completely honest with you, I think my max would be 1 hour. Other than that, I'll FaceTime you.
So just but 30 minutes one way? Dude, that's literally like,
yeah,
everyone's commute.
I know, because think about that. Like, if I got to take her back, that's 2 hours in the car. I'm not doing that.
But you're just going to pick her up, and then you're bringing back to her. Then you're going to bring her back to your house.
Yeah, but she got to get back. She got to get back somehow. Is she going to Uber back? Because like, I can't commit to 2 hours in the car.
Uh-huh.
I can't do it. If I'm being honest with you, maybe 45, but my comfort zone would be 30 minutes for my mom to come to my Thanksgiving dinner. For me to go pick her up and bring her back to my house. It's 30 minutes. What's your answer, Jess? To go pick up a loved one, to come back to your house, how far are you going to drive? How long?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, if my dad said, come and get me, my ass is going to get him. If he's an hour away, 2 hours away, 3 hours away.
Keep going.
It's like,
what's your max?
To go get him.
What's your max, though? Be honest. Because at some point, if he was like 5 days away, you're not going to do that. I mean,
no.
if right now in California, if he's like, hey, come pick me up, you're not going to go drive to California.
No.
So what's your max?
We're saying like somewhat like locally.
So what's the answer then? You gotta have a cutoff at some point.
I'd say
10 hours. You're not going to do that.
No, that's because also I'm taking into I would probably do maybe 4 hours.
4 hours. So.
Yeah. Like if I had to go like pick up my mom or my dad or my sister.
4 hours one way or 4 hours round trip?
Probably 4 hours one way.
And then 4 hours back. So 8 hours. God, you're so much better than me. There's no way.
Dude, I haven't seen, if I had a chance to see my family, I haven't seen my parents since February, and it's literally taking a toll on my mental health. Like, I would, I'd go get them.
Charlotte, your answer. If you, how far would you drive to go pick up your family members to bring them back to your house for Thanksgiving? I've got the answer here in a second for what most people would say. Let's see how far off you are on this.
I'm probably somewhere in the middle, like a cool 3 hours.
Round trip?
Yeah.
That is about the average answer. People say they drive about 3 hours round trip to go do it. About 172 miles.
I think it's different, though, too. We have to take into consideration where it's like, if your family is local,
exactly.
And if your family is not. So I think that's fair if that's going to change people's answers.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do three. There's no way. There's nobody in the world I would spend 3 hours in the car for.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please. With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay. Anonymous, we have got you on our voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea you got going through your head about Thanksgiving?
So I am thinking about blowing up Thanksgiving by showing up with my new girlfriend while my family still thinks that my wife and I are together.
Whoa. Well, why do they think that?
Well, I've been separated from my wife for about 7 months now, and I haven't told my family about it yet because they're really conservative and they don't believe in divorce at all.
But you're in the process of getting a divorce right now. It's just the separation.
Right. As far as I know, we're still together and fully happy, but I'm kind of afraid to tell them because they're going to freak out about it. They love my wife. My mom calls her the daughter she never had, and it's been weird, but I've been able to get away with not telling them. Luckily, my parents, they live in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We're in Maryland. And on the other hand, and my wife's got the kids this year, so she's not going to be there. And she didn't say anything about inviting me out there, so.
But you're already in a new relationship. You already have a girlfriend?
I do. I got a new girlfriend.
So why would you bring her then, I guess? I mean,
well, it's not kind of an ultimatum. Like, if I'm not willing to bring her to Thanksgiving, then why are we in a relationship? She's getting tired of being hidden.
How long have you guys been together for?
We've been together for a while. It wasn't that long after separation. We've been together a while.
Okay. So she's saying, like, basically, like, if you don't, like, introduce me to your family at Thanksgiving, that, like, it's done?
Something like that, yeah. She took the whole weekend off for it. She wants me to show her that I'm serious about the whole thing and bring her, which is going to cause a massive explosion when I do. You know, they're expecting me to show up with my wife, but that's not going to happen. I'm going to bring my girlfriend there, and before we eat, there's going to be crying and screaming, and it's going to be a mess.
And you don't want to call them before because...
I really have to do this in person. It just wouldn't work over the phone. I have to bang bang just show up and hope for the best.
Okay, well, let's talk it out then. I mean, 410-583-1065. So now I'm saying, hey, listen, my family has no idea that I'm going through a divorce, and I am dating somebody new, and I've been keeping this from them, but kind of feeling like I have to, because I just don't really want to upset anybody. And there's probably a sense of you that kind of just wants to, like, come clean. Am I wrong? Like, this sounds really stressful.
It is stressful, and yeah, that's the whole point. I have to tell them, and we're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it's just best to go ahead and get it over with.
I get that. You've been dating this new woman. She's saying, hey, listen, we've been doing this now for a long time. If you're not serious enough to take me to Thanksgiving, like, I'm going to end things. You don't want to end this relationship, I'm assuming.
No.
Yeah, you're into her.
I
so.
Love her. I don't, you know.
Love. He loves
her. I don't
really
like being alone, so I'd love to be with her.
Okay. So he's saying, listen, I think I've got to do all these things all at once. I've got to basically show up at my family's house. They're going to have a meltdown, but, like, at least the truth comes out and, like, I get this over with. Do we tell him to go for that, or do we talk him out of it? 410-583-1065. I mean, Jess, you want to start?
Yeah. I don't think you should do it. I'm sorry, but I think it's so messed up. I think it's so messed up that you're about to blow up Thanksgiving for your entire family. They're not going to see it coming. Everyone's looking forward to mashed potatoes and gravy, and it's just going to be tainted by this massive blow-up fight that's going to happen. Like, if I'm putting myself in, like, your family's position where it's like, yo, you couldn't have done this.
We've been doing this for months,
like,
my guy.
I mean, you've been separated, you said, what, 7 months?
Yeah.
That's a long time, man. And I think it's a little unfair to your family because you chose to wait last minute.
I really can't get a hold of them beforehand. It's going to have to be right around Thanksgiving. Right now, they're on a cruise, so I can't get a hold of them anyway. 'Cause they don't, You know, they don't buy the internet.
The Wi-Fi bundle. And even if they did, I would also be pissed. I'm like, I'm out at sea, and you're telling me this right now.
Right.
As I'm like in the
middle of the ocean. Don't want to ruin their vacation.
I don't think you have an option. Your lies have now caught up with you. And, like, unfortunately, this is the cross you have to bear. And, yeah, it's going to be terrible. But there's no way out unless you want to break up with this woman.
I don't want to do that. That's one thing I don't want to lose is her.
I think you have to go. So Anonymous is saying, hey, listen, I'm in a bind. I'm going through a divorce. My family has no idea. They expect my whole family to show up to Thanksgiving with, you said, kids and everything?
Yeah, oh yeah. We got two kids.
But ain't nobody going to show up except for me and my new girlfriend, because my new girlfriend's saying, if you don't bring me to family Thanksgiving, I'm out. So, like, does he go for that? Does he bring her to Thanksgiving, his new girlfriend, or do we talk him out of it? Who's up?
This is Marissa on 5 in Dundalk.
Marissa, do you feel like he should, you know, bring his new girlfriend to Thanksgiving dinner, even though he is still technically married? Do we tell him to go for that or talk him out of it?
Yeah, he should absolutely bring his girlfriend to Thanksgiving. I mean, I did something even bigger and survived it. He'll be all right.
What? Well, what did you do?
Last Thanksgiving, I walked in holding hands with my girlfriend, even though no one in my family knew I was gay.
Oh, okay.
Not even a single person had a clue at all. My mom dropped the grape, like literally dropped the gravy boat when she walked in.
That's wild.
Well, right?
I think my issue with his situation, because first of all, like, I think that's amazing that you did that and you finally had the confidence to share that part of yourself in your life, because I don't think that's something that should be hidden ever. Is there a reason why you didn't want to maybe call your parents or meet with them before Thanksgiving?
I really just kind of felt like if I had called them and told them first, it would have been this whole thing. They would have tried to talk me out of it. They would have said maybe not Thanksgiving for the first time, like, your uncle will have a heart attack and you know what I mean? That sort of thing. And I just figured I was going to go for broke. And I was really terrified about it the whole time. And I was just like, you know, I need to rip the Band-Aid off and this is the best way to do it.
Interesting. So, do you regret it then doing it?
No, not at all. Like, fast forward a year later, like, my whole family literally loves my girlfriend. They invite her over more than they invite me.
Yeah. It's also like, he's surprising. And I think what might upset his parents too is, like, grandma and grandpa are expecting to see the grandkids.
No,
and
I mean,
I feel like
true.
To take that away from them is another layer of, but wait, where are my grandbabies at and who is this? You
but
know
think
what I
if,
mean?
If they're expecting her to walk in possibly with a guy and all of a sudden, you know, then maybe they don't approve of the gay situation. All of a sudden, hey, I'm gay and this is my partner. And, like, and now a year later,
yeah,
they're totally accepting. Could this be the same situation? You know,
maybe you wouldn't have had that opportunity to introduce her if it wasn't done in the way that you did it.
Yeah. I mean, if you love somebody or you want a future with them, like, you just can't hide them just because your family is dramatic, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you should bring her. Blow it up if he has to do it. It'll just work out, honestly, for the best.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Who's up?
This is Laura on 4 in Ellicott City.
I mean, Laura, what do you think? You know, he's saying, I want to bring my new girlfriend to Thanksgiving. My family has no idea, though, that I'm actually getting a divorce from my wife. They have no idea this woman exists. Do we tell him to go for that, or do we talk him out of it?
We absolutely talk him out of it. He is being selfish and disrespectful to his family, to his ex-wife, to his children. If this new woman is giving him an ultimatum, then he might want to think about her, too. That's what happens when you get together, hook up with someone who's recently separated, still going through all this stuff. She needs to be patient and let him do it right if she's to be considered long-term. And second off, this is so common. Men, as soon as they're out of a divorce, they look for something new and they put aside considerations for their first family, their wife and their children, especially the children. Come on. You know, show him how to be a man. He needs to man up, tell everybody, tell this woman that, you know, the situation and that, you know, he still wants to be with her. But if she's giving him an ultimatum, then,
better
think about that.
In her defense, I mean, if they've been together for 6, 7, whatever, he didn't really give us a clear number, but, like, that's a long time to be sitting on the hook, right? Like,
not really. You're talking about a marriage and years of a life together, and the family is connected with the wife and, It's 6 months is nothing. When I was single, I had a rule: 2 years divorced.
Well, but I'm saying, but like, how long should she be in the shadows? Then you think? You think 2 years? She should just wait.
No. She shouldn't be in the shadows. But he needs to man up and tell everybody.
Yeah,
and then bring her to another family occasion, yeah. Not Thanksgiving, showing up out of the blue. She's not going to have any fun.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating because she has been pushed to the point of like presenting the ultimatum when he shouldn't have waited this long to have her in the situation. So it's like, don't freak now that you're freaking out because you've made a mistake. Now you're going to make everyone else freak out. I don't think that's fair.
Hey, Jamia in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? Do we tell him to go for this? Should he bring her or do we talk him out of it?
Hell no. Don't take that lady to his mom's house.
Now, why? Yeah, not
like
hell
that.
No.
Not like why? That.
I'm all for you moving on. That's fine. But she's going to be miserable. His family's going to end up hating her.
Yeah.
And not because of who she is, but because how she was introduced. Mm. She's not going to have a good time. And then that's going to result in another issue in that relationship that your family doesn't like me. They don't want me around. So I'm not saying get rid of your girlfriend, but it needs to be done in a better way. Don't just pop up because then you're putting her in a position where her family's going to dislike her over something that you did. And
yes,
not
that's such a good point.
No,
yeah.
But wait, but
that's
hang on.
That's a good point because he's taking away his girlfriend's opportunity to have a clean slate and establish her own relationship because of what she's going to be attached to.
But
and they're going to be so upset with him and that the family's not there and it's going to be a shock and all these emotions that she's going to feel some type of way too because now she's getting the brunt of the disappointment, and they're not disappointed at her. They're disappointed at the situation.
Hang on. Yes. I don't mean to cut you guys off, but you guys are forgetting the most important thing. She wants to go do this. It's not him. This is important to me.
Does she know that he's just going to show up and nobody knows anything? Like, we're just going to
That's
a good point. We don't know knows that. That's
we don't
a really
know
good
what
point.
Information
no,
she
because,
has.
Yeah, she wants to meet his family, but does she know he's planning to just say, we're going to show up?
Yeah.
He is not going to be there. Are you putting her in a bad situation?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Anonymous, I mean, how do you feel then? I mean, do you think it's still a good idea to bring her then? Like, if everyone's going to be so shell-shocked, even though I know it's like for you, it's kind of like a clean slate, but like, I just don't.
I'm still leaning towards bringing her, but I'm super torn because, you know, after hearing all this, I know that there's going to be so much trouble. Yeah.
So much trouble.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
And my family scares the hell out of me. So.
It sounds like it. Well, I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always invite people to come back on, mostly because we're just nosy, for something we do called a Talk Me Out of It update. And this obviously because of the Thanksgiving week next week, we're going to be off. But we would love to hear if you actually decided to go through with this. Would you be interested in coming back on to give us an update?
Yeah, I can do that. I can give you guys a call and let you know.
Yeah, like 8:25. It would be the Monday after Thanksgiving, 8:25. You'd have to call us back, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.